Coming up on the British TV Watchlist.
Nikki is brilliant, but she's also vulnerable. She makes mistakes. She carries trauma. At times, she seems to be a naive teenager.
From cozy mysteries to intense police procedurals, we talk about the characters, performances, series, and episodes from your favourite British TV shows.
Hi there, it's Michael T. Welcome back to the British TV Watchlist, where we dive into the shows, characters, and creative choices shaping British television. Today, we're talking about a series that has been a part of the UK's TV landscape for nearly three decades, Silent Witness. Season 28 has arrived. No spoilers here. We'll look at the show's legacy, its impact on British forensic storytelling, and the way cast changes have become part of its rhythm. We'll also spend time with the two actors who have defined the modern era at the Lyle Center, Emilia Fox and David Caves. Let's get into it. Silent Witness premiered in 1996 on BBC One. I watch it here in the US on BritBox. It began as a character-driven forensic drama centered on Sam Ryan, played by Amanda Burton. Sam was a forensic pathologist whose expertise and sometimes her moral compass guided the investigations. Over time, the show evolved into a true ensemble piece. The Lyle Center became the hub, and the cases grew more complex, often spanning two episodes. That two-part structure became a signature. Part one sets up the mystery, part two unravels it. It's a rhythm that fans know well. A slow build, a scientific reveal, and a moral question lingering at the end. What's remarkable is how Silent Witness has managed to stay relevant. It leans on a few core strengths: forensic detail, character continuity, and a willingness to explore the ethical gray areas of crime solving. And that's part of why it's lasted this long. It's familiar, it sticks to being a procedural whodunit, and it's anchored by characters we enjoy. Before Silent Witness, British crime dramas tended to focus on detectives, the boots-on-the-ground investigators. Forensics were there, but they weren't the narrative engine. This show changed that. It brought the lab to the forefront. It made the science the star. And it did so with a level of realism that set it apart. The production has long consulted with forensic experts, and even though things happen faster than they would in real life, the show has always taken the science seriously. It feels like they've taken things to a whole new level in season 28.
It's a demyelinating disorder that has been associated with neurodegenerative brain disease and dementia. John Doe's amygdala and spinal cord were PCR positive for B. burgdorferi DNA, and an intact B. burgdorferi spirochete was found in the tissue of the spinal cord. Borrelia burgdorferi is a pathogenic spirochete responsible for Lyme disease.
Its influence is easy to see. After Silent Witness, more UK dramas began incorporating forensic elements, scientific specialists, and lab-driven storytelling. It helped shift the genre toward a more multidisciplinary approach, where detectives, scientists, and analysts share the spotlight. In short, Silent Witness didn't just join the forensic drama wave, it helped create it. The Lyle Center is one of the most recognizable elements of Silent Witness, but you might be wondering, is this kind of independent forensic organization actually a thing in the UK? The short answer is that the Lyle is fictional, but it's rooted in real structures within British forensic work. In the UK, forensic pathologists are not part of the police force. They're medical doctors who usually work for the NHS, universities, or as independent consultants. Police forces commission them to carry out postmortems and provide expert reports. So the independence we see with Nikki, Jack, and the Lyle team reflects real practice. The show is accurate in portraying forensics as a separate scientific discipline rather than an arm of policing. Where the series takes creative license is in the scale and scope of the Lyle. In reality, there is not a single all-purpose national forensic hub that handles pathology, anthropology, digital forensics, ballistics, and crime scene analysis under one roof. Those services are spread across private labs, regional providers, and specialist university departments. The Lyle combines all of that into one sleek, centralized institution, partly for storytelling efficiency and partly to give the forensic scientists more narrative agency. It's plausible, but idealized, a dramatic version of how UK forensics actually works. One thing that's an outrageous stretch for me is when Nikki and Jack show up in an active crime scene and help chase or apprehend the bad guy. That's never going to happen in real life. Hey, let me ask you a question. Who wants cozy? Everyone loves cozy and warm and comfortable, right? Nothing better than CozyEarth.com. You'll find bedding, bath, and more. And because you listen to the British TV watch list, you can get an incredible 41% discount off your purchase right now at CozyEarth.com. And you'll help support this podcast because we do get a commission. Just apply our promo code BTVW1. That's BTVW1 when you check out at CozyEarth.com. One of the reasons the show has survived for nearly 30 years is its willingness to evolve its cast. Characters come and go, sometimes with dramatic exits, sometimes quietly between seasons. It's part of the show's DNA. Season 28 continues that tradition with the introduction of two new characters. We're not diving into plot specifics, but the arrival of new faces signals another shift in the Lyle Center's dynamic. For longtime viewers, these traditions can be bittersweet. You get attached to certain characters, certain partnerships, and rhythms. We talk about this in episode 24 of this podcast. I like the changes in season 28. They added award-winning actress Francesca Mills as the new lab assistant, Kit Brooks. I especially like the addition of Maggie Steed as the new leader of the Lyle Center. She brings some attitude and depth to her character, Harriet Maven.
I don't know what your expectations of me are, Jack, but I'd just like to hazard this guess. I think that we're both very similar. I think that we both care deeply about our work. And we like to do it in our own eccentric ways, because our job is to deal with death. And it's our way of reminding ourselves that we're still alive.
And that brings us to the two actors who have defined the modern era of the series. Emilia Fox joined Silent Witness in 2004, stepping into the role of Dr. Nikki Alexander. At this point, she's the longest-running cast member in the show's history, and her presence has become synonymous with the Lyle Center. Fox had an established career before joining the series, with roles in film and television, often in period dramas or literary adaptations. She gives Nikki a mix of empathy, intelligence, and emotional depth. Her performance has been consistently praised for its nuance. Nikki is brilliant, but she's also vulnerable. She makes mistakes. She carries trauma. At times, she seems to be like a naive teenager. And Fox plays all of that with a subtlety that keeps the character compelling year after year. Nikki began as a forensic anthropologist, and over time, she became the emotional and moral center of the Lyle. She's the character who often asks the big questions, not just what happened, but why. Emilia is one of the executive producers of the show nowadays, so Nikki being the centerpiece kind of makes sense. Her longevity gives the show continuity. When other characters leave, Nikki remains the anchor. And that stability has allowed the series to take risks with cast changes without losing its identity. David Caves joined the show in 2013 as Jack Hodgson, and his arrival injected a different kind of energy into the Lyle. Caves came from a strong stage background, including a handful of Shakespearean plays. He's physical and expressive. And yes, the fighting scenes you see in his earlier episodes are based on his real-life interest in martial arts. He quickly became a fan favorite, not just for his charisma, but for the way he complements Nikki's more introspective style. Jack is a forensic scientist with a hands-on approach. He's the one who gets into the field, who pushes boundaries, who follows his instincts even when they clash with protocol. He's loyal, sometimes to a fault, and his emotional life is often closer to the surface than Nikki's. Together, Nikki and Jack form the emotional backbone of the modern series. Which brings us to the storyline that has sparked more debate than almost anything else in the show's recent history. The relationship between Nikki Alexander and Jack Hodson has been a slow burn. And I mean slow. Years of glances, moments, near misses, emotional confessions, and the kind of chemistry that fans pick up on long before the characters do. But here's where things get really interesting. The audience reaction is deeply divided. Some viewers absolutely love it. They've waited years for these two to acknowledge what's been simmering beneath the surface. For them, the romance adds emotional depth and gives the characters a new dimension. Others groan when the romance surfaces, wanting the show to stay in its procedural lane. I think the romance risks shifting the show's tone. It hasn't yet, but it could. Silent Witness has always been a forensic drama first. The science, the cases, the moral dilemmas, that's the core. When the romance takes center stage, some fans worry the show edges toward soap opera territory. Relationships carry a lot of weight, and if that weight shifts in one direction or another, it'll pull the show right along with it. Long-running procedurals often struggle with balancing character intimacy and case-driven storytelling. Too much focus on the relationship, and the pacing can feel distorted. Too little, and the emotional stakes fall flat. The Nikki-Jack dynamic sits right in that tension. It's meaningful, but it also has the potential to overshadow the forensic heart of the show if not handled carefully. What matters is that the relationship has become a defining feature of the modern era of Silent Witness, for better or for worse. Season 28 marks another chapter in a series that has shaped British forensic drama for nearly 30 years. Whether you're a longtime fan or someone who checks in occasionally, this season continues the show's tradition of blending science, character, and moral complexity. The cast changes bring new energy. The central characters remain compelling, and the Nikki-Jack romance, well, that's still sparking debate, which is part of the fun. If you haven't watched in a while, this is a good moment to jump back in, and if you're new to the series, there's a whole new world of Lyell Center history waiting for you. And before we go, I want to say hello to our listeners in Boise, Idaho, Kansas City, Missouri, and Coimbra, Portugal. Thanks for tuning in and finding my podcast. This is where you can feed your passion for British TV. And remember, you can support us directly on our Patreon site. You can also support us by shopping at CozyEarth.com and use our promo code BTVW1 to get 40% off your bedding, bath, and home goods. Thanks for listening to the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers.
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.